We're on.
You're on.
Are we?
We're on. Yeah. Now, you had a bit of an issue. No. Dave did.
Firstly, good morning, Robbie Slater. How are you, mate?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm just, good look, to you see know, you. Look, our friends at news.com.au, yeah. They wrote that big article about you three
right.
The other day, you know, you had the blow up with Jimmy, and then he's a rugby league superstar, James Smith, and Laurie's just a poor battler from Junee. I didn't even get a run.
Now, I thought the story got it somewhat wrong in the fact
well,
that...
Well, do you want to have an argument?
No, well, they said
at
that...
At some point this year,
yeah,
you and
we'll
I
have
an
argument,
argument,
and then you'll get
I'll
your name
I'll bait you
mentioned.
Up, and then anyone from news.com or even the Sydney Morning Herald wants to write an article,
yeah,
you know, how
Dave
good.
Dave Stanley and Peter.
That's
but
our they goal.
Got, but the article sort of got it wrong because it said that me and Jimmy had a blue. I thought it was me and Laurie. I had more against Laurie than I did with Jimmy.
Hang on. That's exactly right.
Here we go.
Look at the handshake.
Rugby league superstar.
Hey. Actually,
We'll get that tight shirt today.
Sorry, I just...
Look at that. Looking good. All right, mate. Well, let's get to it. Last night, the Matildas. It's a lot of people wanting to have their say. They're saying, hey... One person said they were really good, just couldn't get the job done in front of goal. Another one said, technically, they let themselves down last night.
Yeah, look, I thought it was disjointed. I didn't think they were as good as the first game at Bankwest. But I thought they were always in control. They replay that game for me. They win it by more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam obviously missed a penalty. But, hey, everyone misses penalties. Unfortunately for her, it's the second in a row since the World Cup.
I know, we
got
picked up on that this morning.
What's that?
You can't say miss.
You can't... Oh, the goalkeeper saved.
That's right.
We were saying she missed the penalty,
okay,
and we got
true.
Picked up.
It was saved, and it was a very good save from Campos. But look, I thought the Matildas were quite good. I thought Ellie Carpenter was outstanding at the right fullback. He did make four changes to the team that played at Bankwest. I think it was a good exercise, the both games. They didn't concede a goal. And as I said, watching the game, they always looked in control.
Yep. Okay, let's go to Friday. Socceroos up against Jordan. This is a really tough assignment for Graham Arnold, probably the toughest of this qualifying.
This group, definitely this is the standout game and the toughest game we will have in this first phase of World Cup qualifying. Jordan away. We've been beaten there before. We've been beaten quite well there before. It's a tough place to go. Different circumstances. I expect us to get a win.
Have you played, sorry my ignorance, but have you played in Jordan?
I haven't played in Jordan.
Have
I've
you commentated.
Commentated?
So with that crowd over there, it's quite... different, isn't it?
Like very different. Look, playing in the Middle East is a completely different atmosphere than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. In what way?
Well, it's just, I know, it's hard to explain.
Is it volatile?
Not volatile, but it's just different. It's a weird sort of thing. Look, I remember, if I go back to, say, Iran, when we played in 1997, that famous World Cup qualifier. So we're not talking about the debacle in Melbourne, but we're talking about the one in Tehran. There was 128,000 people, but no women. So women aren't allowed to go to those games. So, you know, it's a strange kind of atmosphere. They play a different style. I think it's the style. So, because we're in Asia and you've got Southeast Asia and, of course, you've got, you know, the Middle East, that part of Asia. They just play a different style of football as well.
So, Rob, you know Arnie well. So, obviously, when teams...
And, sorry, Laurie, the elephant in the room, it's a different culture as well.
Yeah.
That sort of makes, you know, because women are wearing veils. You've got to be careful. You're not allowed to wear shorts outside the hotel. So, it's a different kind of atmosphere.
As a male, like, you can't go outside and wear shorts, training gear and stuff?
No. Well, you can once you're at the training centre, but you can't walk around the streets.
Behind closed doors,
And not all of them. Some are more lax than others, but you've got to be careful. I mean, you know, you can end up, you know, alcohol in the countries. You know, we're Aussies, we like to have a beer after the game. You know, there are players, there's an ex-soccer who ended up in jail for drinking. So it's a place that you've got to be careful what you do, different culture.
As I said before, you know Arnie very well. So his mindset when he goes over there to Jordan, because a lot of teams when they travel away from home, the mindset is all about defending and keeping, you know, making sure the defence is right and trying to make it a low score and maybe jag a goal. Mm. Arnie's always been strong on playing their style and playing this attacking sort of way. Would he be doing that over here?
I think Arnie is a coach also that I think he always likes to get his defence right.
Yeah.
I mean, Ange Postecoglou was very attacking as well, and he was very much of the mind that we attack no matter what and had success with it. And he's having massive success at the moment. Yeah. He's on the cusp of maybe winning the J-League with Yokohama Antlers.
He's a hero over there.
He's an absolute hero over there, and he's done a great job, and it's great for Australian coaching because we need coaches to go to that next level. But to answer your question, I think Arnie will be good defensively first, and then from there. But you can't go over there gung-ho.
And Jordan, I mean, remember our Uruguayan fans and friends? Uruguayan. Like, say when we play the South American team, they fall over. We play that physical game. Are the Jordan team like that? Will they just fall over at the drop of a hat?
Look, if they get ahead, they have been known to time waste.
Right, okay.
But, that's in the game. And there's, look, we've got Aussie players who have a dive now and again.
Well, your man does it, Neymar.
Oh, well, that's different stratosphere.
Yeah, but he
go
does
up
it
like that, and he jumps over like he's done his, C4, C5, whatever.
Yeah, but he's getting paid that much money.
Oh, 100%.
You can't touch him.
You're betting-wise on this? Are you tipping the Aussies by 1-2?
I think it'll be tight. I'd say by 2.
Okay.
Just on that, Loz talked about defence. From an attack point of view, Matt Leckie won't be there, so he's a loss.
He's had a baby?
Yeah.
Well, his wife's probably had the baby, I'd say.
I would have thought so, yeah.
He's a loss, of course. He's important on that right-hand side, but it opens up for someone else. The thing with this squad, which is good, is we get Tommy Rogic back in there and Martin Boyle have been absent for quite some time, Boyle because of injury, and Tommy as well. So, with Leckie coming out, Boyle will probably slot into that sort of position. So, look, it's still a squad with good balance.
Mm. We spoke about this morning, just in terms of rugby league, talking about how not everyone gets on in club sides, but, you work together.
In radio stations.
In radio stations, exactly right. So, Raheem Sterling, he was dropped from the England national team.
Yeah, because he had a bit of a
blue. What was that all about? Was that because they played each other on the weekend and that they had a bit of a tiff and then that continued?
Well, you don't know, Laurie, you know what it's like. Yeah. I mean, it can be literally over the fact that he didn't pass him the ball the right way or, it depends how, if someone's in a grumpy mood or not. And we all looking at me like that. No, but you know what? You've played in team. It can be anything. It can be something that maybe happened in the game they played against each other.
Yeah.
But more often than not, you have a blue on the training pitch or whatever, you go and you shake hands, it's all over. Yeah. But I guess when it's England and the focus of the press is on it, it becomes a bit more
important.
Now,
I'm really enjoying...
You've got that look on your
face. I'm really enjoying on the coverage, the Fox Sports coverage, because I do like watching you guys on the weekend, because I like just controlling the TV with sport. So whatever's on,
we
just
control. I love watching him.
I love the VAR. Well, where I'm going with this is the VAR. Because you get down...
I can tell when you get agitated. You sort of start to get up and down in the seat.
I probably wouldn't get agitated.
I don't get agitated.
But the VAR, I've seen
it's
you...
It's the new me.
I've seen you with the A-League.
What about Twitter? That is... Wow. I got smashed on Twitter again.
About VAR?
I did. No, about me and Jimmy.
No, well, I'm talking about the VAR. When you're getting smashed, I saw you about that. Because you're standing in goal squares.
But I had some people did stand up for me. Though.
What is your... I mean, I know that football in the world has to move forward, right, with technology, like all sports. Are you, one, a fan of VAR, and two...
I'm a massive fan of VAR.
Okay, so...
I am,
with the issues that we saw, so look, that black and white or those sort of issues, say, with Liverpool and Man City, where you get some majority think handball, some don't think handball.
Well, the thing with handball, that is a confusing one at the moment. We had Chris Griffiths-Jones from the referees in the Hyundai A-League come in and explain it to us. And even he said halfway through, look, Harper asked a question and Chris Jones goes, I'm kind of with you.
Does it have to be intentional or not?
No. If your arm's away, so the silhouette is there. So if your arm is out away from your body and it hits your arm, it's a penalty.
Right.
But defenders, like, there's some crazy scenarios. Like, If the ball comes into the penalty area and I chest it, if I'm a defender, and then I try an overhead kick to clear the ball, and my arm's up there, and I kick it, and it hits my arm right up there, no penalty. So this is what Chris Griffiths-Jones was saying.
That's strange.
It's strange, but that is the law.
So have these laws been altered?
There's the one where you slide, where players slide in and... You got it. When you slide in, you've got to have one hand on the ground.
Yeah.
To tackle. Yeah. To try. So if it hits that hand down there, no penalty. But once that action is over and your arm comes
up off the ground,
it hits it, it's a penalty. So there's so many different... Anyway, look, I'm a fan of VAR, but a lot of VAR is still down to a human being sitting behind a screen.
Exactly.
So I can disagree with what he's saying, but someone else might agree with him.
But it's not the going only away, ones is
are
it?
The only ones are now goal line technology, which we don't have, but you saw in the Premier League on the weekend.
Yes,
that gets a buzz straight away, and the offside rule now is either you're onside or you're offside.
Didn't all the
and it doesn't matter if it's a toenail.
Didn't all the gun managers get together early in the week to discuss VAR over there in Europe?
Yeah, look, and the head of the VAR has come out, I think, overnight and said they're pretty happy with it.
Yep.
By and large. And the one thing I say, and people who still have a go at it, and we've had it longer, is that it's here to stay. So, what would you rather? Okay, you've got two sets of fans.
Yep.
One, the VAR goes against them, let's say, right?
Yeah.
And the other, it's gone with them. But what would you rather? So one, they go away saying not liking the VAR, the other team loves it. But what if there's no VAR? So you still got one set of fans going away saying, well, we got ripped off because that was a penalty, and that, if there was VAR, we would have got it.
And
so,
if they're getting more right, then that's an improvement, right?
100%.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks for that today.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Shake hands.
Yeah. Beautiful. No, we've already shaken hands, mate.
And again.
I can't believe it.
No. What about you?
And again.
The other one.
You're the one.
I blew with him all the time.
You're the antagonizer.
All right. I am not.
A break and back with more.